Is that all there is? We work all day. We feed the kids. We clean the bathroom. We go to church. We will work all day again. We feed the kids again. We go to choir practice. We catch the news. We go to the store. We do the laundry. And we feed the kids again. You get the picture? Before we know it, years have gone by, and we wonder what has become of our lives. Have we done what we thought we would do by this time? Have we become who we thought we would become at this time? Have we sat at the feet of Jesus as much as we wanted to? It's not difficult to let responsibilities and roles shape our lives. You're a mom or a dad. You're a teacher or a carpenter or a stockholder. You're a single parent. You're caring for an aging parent. You're working two jobs to pay off medical bills. You're on three ministry teams at church and now have been asked to join the board as well. And so you're human. So you get tired of all this. Soon, even things that you care deeply about wear you out, and you want a break. The world is full of the walking weary. Yet this is not the life that Jesus called us to live. In Matthew 11, 28 and 29, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary. Take my yoke and learn of me." Jesus wants to show us a better way to live. When we follow where he leads, amazing things happen. How much richer and satisfying our lives are when we let Jesus shape them. Being, not doing. In any city in America, we can choose from dozens, if not hundreds, of churches that preach the message of Jesus and his kingdom. And then there are books, thousands of them. Every year, thousands of newly published Christian books join the tens of thousands already on the shelves. These books tell us how to be a Christian student, a Christian teacher, a Christian parent, a Christian journalist, a Christian spouse. Books tell us how to pray, how to sing, how to think, how to speak as Christians. Some books even claim to tell us what God wants us to drive. Enough already. This is not one of those books. This is not a book about doing discipleship. This is a book about being disciples. This is a book that helps us see Jesus. This is a book that helps us see where Jesus is going. This is a book that helps us follow Jesus where he leads. Jesus the Radical. Jesus was a radical. He did not fit into the prefabricated mold of Messiah that the Jewish culture had prepared. He did not offer his backing to the established religious community. He showed no interest in influencing the politics of the day. Jesus was a radical from the time he was 12 and dared to go about his father's business by questioning and instructing the rabbis in the temple. Luke 2, 46 through 49. In a revolutionary style, Jesus spoke of a kingdom where God ruled as king. Jesus broke into history at a real point in time, died on a real cross, and left behind a real empty tomb. This was no last-ditch effort on God's part to save the world from its woes. This was his plan for bringing his kingdom to earth. The cross and resurrection changed history. Now we are pointed toward heaven. Now here is the amazing part. We can live in this kingdom right now. The kingdom of God is not some far-off, distant future realm. It's not a state of mind. It's not something we dream about or long for. We are in it. God's kingdom is a real place where we can walk and work and have relationships. Yet here is another amazing thing about Jesus' announcement of this kingdom. The king wants to live with us. God is not an absent ruler sending messages through his servants because he can't be bothered.